Imagine you just arrived in Colorado for a camping trip. You're hiking through the forest when suddenly a huge, fuzzy brown shape emerges. Stress hormones douse your bloodstream, forcing you to come to grips with what's happening to prepare for something bad. That fuzzy brown thing is a bear, a giant, hungry grizzly bear. Before you can react, it charges toward you, its mouth salivating with the promise of a fresh hiker. You run. You run for your life, up the tree and out of reach of that bear. It sniffs around for a minute, then wanders off. After you're sure the coast is clear, you regroup, count your blessings, and head home. Eventually, those hormones in your blood subside. Your mind settles, and you wonder how you got so lucky. You might credit that new pair of hiking shoes for saving your life, or your 20/20 vision. You might have survived a bear attack before and feel like it prepared you for this one. Of all the things you can possibly think of to credit for saving your life, your mom probably isn't at the top of the list. She should be. Now, I don't mean that your mom was there in the forest distracting a bear. What I'm talking about is something called maternal effects. It's a field of biology concerned with figuring out how moms affect their babies. Those hormones pumping through your bloodstream during that life-or-death encounter with the bear, they were your hormones. And their interaction with your body and your brain that started the fight-or-flight response, well, that was your body and your brain, too. But somewhere in there was your mom. More precisely, your mom's experience. It sounds strange, I know, but somehow we humans are set up to respond differently to stressful events if our moms experience something stressful themselves, even if they never told us about it. Fortunately for me, this doesn't just happen in humans. It happens in all animals. See, for grad school, I do research in maternal effects, and if I had to expose people to starved grizzly bears, that might be seen as unethical. So instead, I use a little fish, the three-spined stickleback. They've been in biology for a long time, helping us link genes and behaviors, and they're useful because it doesn't take a bear to stress them out, just a bigger fish, the northern pike. To these little sticklebacks, a pike might as well be a 2-ton grizzly. Anyway, I'm able to see that sticklebacks have a different stress response if their moms were exposed to the pike, and that's good news. It means that learning how it happens in these fish can tell us how it happens in other animals, like humans. So how does it happen? The short answer, we don't know yet. Somehow, stress hormones from a mom affect the elaborate turning on and turning off of genes that happens during an embryo's development. It doesn't change which genes are passed on from a mother. It changes how and when genes are used in her embryos. It changes the normal path of development so that babies grow up with brains and bodies that react differently to stressful events. Events like, say, an enormous grizzly bear that wants to eat you. But, like I said, even though we have some ideas of how this works, we still have a lot to figure out. And that's why I'm in grad school at the University of Illinois studying maternal effects, to sort this out so we can all give our moms the credit they deserve for saving us from those darn grizzly bears. A scientific theory isn't just a hunch or guess. It's more like a question. It's meant for